welcome to episode 108 of Fly Away, a weekly podcast from Outlander Travel about the thing we love most, travel. We're glad you're joining us this week. Our goal is to inform, educate, and inspire. We hope that tuning in to our weekly chats will help push you outside of your comfort zone and add some new experiences to your bucket list. We also welcome ideas for topics, so if there's something you'd like to hear more about, let us know. My name is Sandy, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents Elizabeth and Laura. Outlander Travel is celebrating a big milestone in 2017, 5 years in business. And what better way to honor the accomplishment than inviting you to join us on a special trip? There's a story behind why we chose Ireland, and this is the perfect opportunity to fill you in on why, when, and all the other great details. We hope you'll consider coming with us, so let's get started. All right, yay! So, Elizabeth, why Ireland?
Okay, so, and I know you guys are sick of this story, so I'm sorry you have to hear it again. And honestly, most people are like, why aren't you going to Scotland? Because Outlander, the books, are set mainly in Scotland. They're set all over the place. But and the reason is because when I decided to start Outlander Travel, one of our friends, Jennifer, shout out to Jen. Hi, Jen. suggested the name, and I loved it because I used to be a librarian. And so I had already picked out the name, and I was ready to start my business, but I had to quit my day job, which incidentally is something that not everyone can do, and I feel very fortunate that I was able to do that. So on my last day of work, I packed up my all my belongings from the library, and I put it all in my swagger wagon, in my minivan, and I went to the local pub, and I ordered a Guinness. I don't even know why I ordered a Guinness. I mean, I love beer. I love all kinds of beer. I was actually in a sports bar, to be fair. It was a local hangout, so I call it a pub. It was actually right across the street from an Irish pub, which actually I don't think existed at that time. I don't think it was open yet. So anyway, I ordered a Guinness. We had a whole long list of North Carolina beers. I really could have chosen anything, but I chose a Guinness. And I sat there and contemplated exactly how stupid I was to quit my job.
What have I done?
Yeah, the risk that I was taking, and it all sort of the enormity of it sort of settled in while my beer was settling. And I've never been to Ireland. So between those two facts, you know, I felt like that was a fitting trip.
Makes sense. I'm glad you didn't order a North Carolina beer.
I know. It would have been a really boring trip.
So you're like, oh, here we go. We're in North Carolina's a great state, but
yes,
we've been all over.
Yes.
North Carolina.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a little bit bigger.
I would have just found another excuse to go to Ireland.
Yeah.
I'm
right.
Sure.
I know. Ireland's still on my bucket list. I have a wee bit of Irish in me.
Oh, there was a joke there, but I won't say it.
Okay. Well, we're all a little bit Irish, right?
I mean, I suppose.
All right, so what should we talk about at first? Like the itinerary? When is it? What's the
review? So basically, the summary of the trip is it's technically from August 2nd to August 9th. It's always hard to market these things because in reality, if you're going to go from the United States, you need to leave by the 1st. But we're marketing it as the 2nd to the 9th because you could tag on, you know, if you wanted to do something else before or after, because we're really only traveling for about a week. And so we can't see a lot of Ireland. And in fact, we're not going into Northern Ireland at all. So we're only just seeing a very small part of a small country, all things considered, but a country that has a lot to offer. And when actually the island has two countries on it. So we're really only seeing a little bit of it. And so it gives you the option to extend your trip. And then the itinerary, we start in Dublin and we end in Dublin. We pretty much start at the Guinness storehouse. That's we'll just cut right to the chase and get right into the drinking part.
We're going to Guinness.
And then we stay generally two nights in several different places with a few exciting things along the way. So do you want me to just go through the itinerary? Or?
Yeah, I want to hear what we're going to see because there's a couple things in Ireland that I feel like you got to do if you're going, mm-hmm. you know, like the Blarney Stone, even though y'all tell me I shouldn't kiss it. But
no, you shouldn't.
I
you can watch other people.
I don't kiss it.
I think it's important to know that we are only hitting highlights, but it is a family friendly tour, and it is only Outlander, you know, it's only Outlander Travel. So you don't have to be a pre-existing client to go on this trip. You can be a new client to join us. The people who are already committed to going are pre-existing clients so far. But it is family friendly. You do not have to bring your children, but other people will be bringing theirs. So just be aware of that. We do suggest that your kids be 9 and up. And the reason we suggest that is because of car seat laws. So basically, if you want to bring someone younger than 9, talk to one of us, but you're going to need to probably carry around a car seat with you. So it may not be, it may not be the best option for you, because the motor coaches do require that you use a car seat, and it, then you have to carry it around, and, or you have to rent one when you're there, and it just becomes a bit of a hassle. That said, if you really want to travel with a child under nine, it's not that we object to it in any way, shape, or form. It's just extra things for you to know.
Logistics.
Logistics of the trip. So generally nine and up. And we did try to make this good for both our adult interests as well as the kids. So the first day, you basically can arrive at your leisure. Most people will arrive in the morning, and you will want, if you do a pre-trip, if you come from somewhere else, then you'd want to get there in the morning. And then we have a half day tour that afternoon that includes the Guinness Storehouse, as I said, and it also includes a local pub restaurant dinner. So some meals are included in this itinerary. And then we're at a 4-star hotel in Dublin. The next morning we have breakfast together. Again, that is included. And then we're doing more touring. And this is, so basically the first day, it'll be a lot of sort of maybe some hop on, hop off kind of sites, but we won't really be going into much except for the Guinness Storehouse and the pub thing. But we'll see. It'll basically be an orientation tour is probably the best way to think of it. The second day, we have admission to see the Book of Kells at Trinity College. We also have admission into St. Patrick's Cathedral. So all you good Catholics, I know, and right? Sandy will like that. And then we're going to the GAA Museum and Stadium. The GAA, if you aren't familiar with it, is the Gaelic Athletic Association. So Gaelic football and hurling, two sports that you may not have seen before. I have a friend who actually plays Gaelic football. There's actually a team here in Raleigh that's pretty good.
Really?
Yeah. And it's sort of like football, sort of like rugby, and maybe a little itty bit like soccer, not really. It's a very interesting game. So we're going to tour that, and that's going to be very kid friendly, little, excursion. And then that night we have a Dublin literary pub crawl. So not just a pub crawl, but you know, we get to sort of see the,
okay. So do you remember hearing about, I feel like this is in Dublin and I'm not sure, but, Game of Thrones, they had this one scene where they had the street lined with all these trees, and a storm took these trees down, and they repurposed them and made doors out of them, and they're all around pubs in Ireland.
In Game of Thrones?
Well,
I don't know how those two things tie together. The Game of Thrones themed doors.
Right. So they made doors that have like all these carvings from Game of Thrones, and they were from the trees that were in the show, and then they put them in all pubs. Can we go see this?
So we'll have to find out if that is in Dublin. And you know, some of Game of Thrones is filmed in Ireland.
Yeah, I know. That's why they're there. Yeah.
But I don't know. We'll have to look into that. We'll see.
Put that on the list.
You know, I already planned the trip, so it would have been good to talk about this. You know,
I probably should have mentioned that like a couple years ago.
Yeah. So we stay in Dublin again that night. And then the next day, we're going to go out to Cashel, I think is how you say it, the Rock of Cashel, and also the Blarney Stone, the Blarney Castle.
That's where you kiss it.
Yes. Woolen mills there, you know, they'll make the wool, things like that. And then we're staying actually in Tralee, and Tralee is next door to Killarney.
That's the pub.
What?
The trolley pub. That's
no, not trolley, like a little car.
No, the pub Tralee. In Mooresville.
Oh, yeah, but it's spelled T-R-A-L-E-E. That's why you're confused.
Okay, well, that one is an I with a little marker.
All right, yeah, she's confused. So anyway, that's in County Kerry, which is also where Killarney is. And the original goal that I had was to stay in Killarney, but it's a bank holiday when we're there, and so hotels were just kind of hard to come by. So we're going to the town next door, which is very charming, and we can, with the hotel we had in Killarney, that option was actually on a lake. It would have been beautiful, but it was also self-contained, so we wouldn't have been able to like go venture out, walk around.
So we can walk down to the local pub, and there'll be like little pigs in the little yard next door, and the quaint little couple's gonna feed a shepherd's pie.
No, you know what? It's actually gonna be just like Pittsburgh.
Thank you.
You know, sometimes it's best if I just say it. So the next day, and incidentally, in Trolley, one of the big features there is a water park, an indoor water park. So if you don't want to go see the sights, you can take the family to the water park.
That sounds like nothing Irish at all.
Yeah, I know. So, that is not on our tour, but we then are going to go to the Ring of Kerry. It's basically a very picturesque drive. You've seen pictures of it. It's, you know, it's what you would expect to do in Ireland. Lunch is on your own. You will be dropped off in the middle of nowhere and you'll have to find your own food. It'll be great. I kid about that. There's, you know, you'll have choices. And then a sheep farm.
Oh.
And so we'll get sheepdog demonstrations and maybe even some sheep shearing. So yeah, it'll be fun.
We get to play with the puppies and stuff.
I don't know. We'll see.
That's one of the things in Alaska that I was so excited to see the dogs, the Iditarod dogs, but boy, did those dogs smell. I'm imagining the sheep farm is going to be kind of like that.
So we're staying in the same town. So two nights again in hotel. And I stress that because it is, you know, when you do a tour like this, it's like, you don't want to pack up every night. So it is some moving around, but we tried to keep that to a minimum, for the amount of time that we're going. So, the next day, we head for County Clare. We're going to take a ferry out to see the cliffs of Moher, lunch again on your own, and then going along to Galway Bay. Lots of nature again, sort of the picturesque Ireland.
Back up a little bit and say why we want to see the cliffs. What's so good?
Because they're amazingly pretty. I haven't done my history homework on
wait,
this.
Are we going to go to the Star Wars island?
You know, no, I think that's further south. I need to look that up, actually. I wonder if that is this. I was really just sort of going with, and of course I worked with an expert supplier. So I was sort of making sure that we weren't driving too much, that we weren't, you know, staying. So I wanted to make sure we hit the highlights.
Yeah.
And not that the Star Wars island wouldn't be a highlight.
The ring is something too.
The ring of Kerry. Yeah. And incidentally, this is a place, one of my clients who's already committed was talking about the dark skies in Ireland, where there's actually like right near where we are with the Ring of Kerry. It's actually, I think it's a global designation as a dark sky location. There's different levels of it, and this is the top level. Basically, there's so little ambient light that when you look up at the night sky, you really can see like all the stars. We actually in Costa Rica, I don't know if it's officially a dark sky there, but it was beautiful. You could look up and you could just see like so many more stars than you normally can. Unfortunately, we're there during a full moon, so it won't be quite as dramatic. But there's a possibility that we'll try to do a side trip out there. It's a bit of a drive to get out to the actual dark sky area from there, but you know, we're not far. We actually found another one. Hmm?
That sounds amazing.
I know, doesn't it? Yeah.
I would definitely be all over that.
Yeah, his son, and that's why I said, I was like, can we go with you? Because he said, can you arrange for us to have a driver to take us out there? I was like, only if I get to go too.
Yeah, I need to supervise.
The only problem is, you know, if we go, because there is one night that we have a full 3-course meal, you know, already paid for in the trip. And depending on which night we go, you kind of have to go late. So, and it's a 1.5 to 2 hour drive. So you're getting back at like 2 o'clock in the morning. So yeah, we're going to weigh that a little bit and we'll talk about it. And if you do decide to come on the trip with us, we're going to have a Facebook group that, you know, where we can discuss things like this, because there will be some free time built in here where if you wanted to do something and say, hey, does anybody else want to do this? We can probably arrange it for you and get it at a group rate rather than you having to do, you know, personal arrangement.
Nice.
So the next day, let's see, we just did that. Oh, and we'll do a salmon tasting, which I'm kind of excited about as well, because I've done sort of Pacific salmon, and of course I've done farmed salmon, but I don't know that I've ever actually had salmon in the British Isles at all.
Yeah, well, I definitely haven't.
Yeah, so that'll be really cool. And then we go
There's a guy in Greensboro, North Carolina, who does like one of these roadside, you know, fish places, but he used to be a restaurateur, and he brings over Norwegian salmon and Irish salmon.
Excellent.
Nice.
I didn't know Irish salmon was, I knew about Norwegian salmon, but I didn't know Irish salmon was a thing. So.
Yeah,
I'm kind of excited about that as well. So then we go down to Limerick, and we stay in Limerick for 2 nights.
Are we going to do karaoke or sing songs?
Or tell dirty poems? Yeah, maybe. If we go to the pub long enough. So then on the day after that, we're going to Galway, the Spanish Arch, Claddagh, the Galway Cathedral, Bunratty Castle. These are all places that you've probably heard of.
So I feel like I need to go back and read my Rutherford books about Ireland.
You probably
again.
Should. And then in Bunratty Castle, we will have a medieval banquet 4-course meal. Ooh. I know. I think.
Are you bringing?
I'm totally going to bring a costume. Totally. I just need to find out exactly what period this is. It says medieval, so I don't know if I have anything, which just means I have an excuse to buy a costume. So cosplay is completely welcome as far as I'm concerned. I'm all about it.
Is it going to be in the castle?
Yes, we're going to eat in the castle. And then we will continue on back toward Dublin. And that evening we're going to eat, we're going to be in Clontarf Castle. And I need to preface this. So I really wanted to sleep in a castle because castle, duh. Mm-hmm, yeah. So, and I know that that's something everybody wants to do. It is a bank holiday. And because of the size of our group, it just became very difficult to actually get, and we logistically, we wanted to end near Dublin, so it'd be easy for you to get out the next day if you wanted to fly out. So we are staying in a castle. However, the castle itself is all the public area. The rooms are actually in a more modern build behind it. Okay. So, which again, if you're gonna, you know, if you're gonna not sleep in a castle, it's cool to sleep attached to a castle in a nice modern room, right?
Yeah, right.
That's how I'm
gonna, because we really do want like nice
beds. Yes, and yeah, not have to, you know, open bathroom, the windows, not drafted. Yes. Indoor plumbing, also yeah, a big plus. And it is a 4-star hotel, so it's not gonna be, you know, slumming it by any stretch of the imagination. But I do want to preface that, because if we send you the itinerary, I think it's really, you know, exciting to go, oh, we're gonna sleep in a castle. We're going to be in a castle.
Yeah.
But
we'll be hanging out in a castle.
Really be sleeping in it. So just, you know, be aware. You'll be attached to it.
What if we want to wear our medieval costumes like the whole time? That's okay, right?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I would actually love to see that on the sheep farm. I think that would be fantastic.
Sandy.
I know. I could get into this, actually.
And
walking down to the pub.
You can't get Wanda from there either.
So if you can't tell, I'm very excited about this trip, and you know, I can't speak as highly about it as I would like to, as high level as I would like to, because I've never been to Ireland before.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of looking forward to taking all of you guys on this journey with me.
You're
when I say taking
us?
You, I mean, for you to come along with
like,
me
what?
On this journey. So my family will be on it, and I'm hoping as many of the Outlander agents who can make it will. And it is, yes, it is limited availability. There's only room for so many people on the bus. So if you want to be on the bus with the cool people.
If you want to travel with your travel agent.
Yep. Book early.
Yeah. Let's
book
do it.
Early.
Yeah.
Yep. And so it is going in and out of Dublin, which actually does make it kind of nice airline-wise. I don't know if you've noticed, but airfare into Ireland and out of Ireland is actually not that expensive right now compared to the rest of Europe.
Yeah. I've noticed some gateways from the US that are significantly cheaper than other gateways. So,
yes,
you know, like, yeah. But, so what if you wanted to tack on, I mean, you mentioned like tacking on some days, cause I kind of feel like if I'm going there, I need to maybe hit London a little bit. Mm-hmm. So are you?
Well, London is a bit of a distance, just so you know.
It's like another plane,
actually,
right?
Yeah. My clients had me in on their group text, husband and wife texting each other, and I was in on it. And, mm-hmm, and, she said to him, so we're not going to go to London then at the end. He's like, you know that London isn't in Ireland, right? She's like, yes, I know.
But it's so close.
So close.
I'm totally with her on that.
Yeah. So I think we are going to go to London, because my son has declared it. Mm-hmm. So, however, we may actually go before. And yes, the Travel with Outlander agent you're working with to book this can then also tag on. And because this is a group trip, we actually have some access through the group department of this vendor to get some things done. So anyway, let us know what you want to do, whether it's, you know, if you want to start in Northern Ireland and then meet us in Dublin, or if you want to start, you know, further south, then, you know, you certainly can do that. Or if you want to go to Scotland before or after,
I mean,
arrange all of that.
You had mentioned the two countries. So can you explain that to people who might not?
Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland. We're only in the Republic of Ireland. We're not going to Northern Ireland.
Okay.
So we're on the Euro, where it's, you know, it is an independent country, whereas Northern Ireland is part of Great Britain. So yeah. Whereas if you were in Great Britain, you'd be using the pound.
Okay.
Yeah. Even before Brexit and everything else, they've always kept their British currency with the European Union. So,
okay.
So yeah, you could go to Wales from here too. I mean, if you've traveled,
or Scotland,
if you've traveled extensively in Great Britain, but you know, maybe you haven't been to Wales, that this might be a good excuse to do that.
You can see more sheep.
Yes. Not Wales, which is what my son was like, we're going to see Wales. Well, we're going to see Wales, but we're not going to see whales. We're going to speak whale. So yeah, you can really go. And honestly, then if you go all the way to London, I mean, you basically have a gateway into, you could go to Paris, everything. You go to Brussels. Yeah, exactly. So
you just spend the whole summer there, mm-hmm. you know, and
yeah, absolutely.
Go back to, I mean, we did that whole podcast on, you know, what you should read if you're going to, you know, going on vacation or something like that. I mean, I really would recommend reading those Edward Rutherford novels, and they're huge. Yeah, they start, one of the things I love about this author is that he starts basically when the tide is creating the rocks that are creating the island, you know, and it just goes on. There's like a whole St. Patrick part, you know, and it just goes through, and it really explains why there was so much feuding and why there was this big divide and why there's this little chunk that is still under British rule. And, you know, so it's mm-hmm. really cool. I mean, it's such a cool, I mean, and you know, and then if you've got a little bit of Irish blood, you know, mm-hmm. you've got that rebel in you.
Well, one of my favorite movies is based in Ireland.
Which one?
The P.S. I Love You.
Oh.
I haven't seen that one.
You don't know that movie?
Uh-uh.
But the guy who... The newly married couple and the guy passes away very quickly at the beginning of it, and he's from Ireland and he has left. She meets him in Ireland, and but he has left her little notes that take her on a journey aww. All over where they live and then back to Ireland.
Aww.
Another author.
And he literally ends them with P.S. I love you.
Aww. Aww. Another author that's good for Ireland is Maeve Binchy. I think we actually talked about that on our mm-hmm. What to Read podcast. She, if you sort of like women's fiction, I think that's the best way to put it. But she writes some really beautiful stuff. So.
But not chick lit?
I don't know. It wouldn't count as chick lit. There's romance in it, but it's not like, it's not funny romance. It's like, it's a little bit more realistic fiction, yeah. I would say. But
Nora
definitely
Roberts writes some Ireland
female focused. So yeah. As the characters. And another thing to note is we are going to the beginning of August, which means that if you were interested in seeing the Fringe Festival in Scotland, you know, you'd want to book soon, but we could definitely send you over to Edinburgh after that. And if you're not familiar with the Fringe Festival, it's one of the most famous arts festivals in the world. And it happens mid-August-ish, and it's got everything. People come from all over the world, and you can see everything staged from Shakespeare to, you know, high drama to farcical comedy, dance, music, live music, comedians. So really a full slate, and it's all over Edinburgh. And then near the end of August is the Edinburgh tattoo, or the military tattoo, the big bagpipe thing in the castle. So anyway, that's a good add on to this trip as well. If you've ever been thinking about going,
if you want to be gone the whole month.
Yeah. Well, you don't have to go the whole month, but you can go for like the beginning. And the beginning, the festival starts off with a big parade, and so that, you know, that can be a good time to go, is just go for the beginning. So yeah, it's actually it times out really well. Your kids should be out of school. I plan that very carefully.
If you're track three,
if you're track three in Wake County, but also if you're traditional, which most the rest of the country is, then it should be early enough that you shouldn't be affected by school too much. And that's where, you know, that's why I want to make sure you could add on to the beginning or the end of the trip pretty easily. So if my memory serves, August 1st is a Tuesday. So if you were to just go on the trip, you'd be leaving the United States on a Tuesday and coming back on a Wednesday. So it does sort of split the week. That's good for airfare, but that means that, you know, adding on to the beginning or the end, you're just adding on, you know, to the weekend. So it's not so bad unless you really stretch it out. So either start on the weekend before or stretch it out to the weekend after.
Then you'll be traveling with friends. You know.
Yep, it should be really friendly.
And there are kids going already.
There
right?
are kids going
so
already.
So your kids won't be the only kids. So.
It is a nice motor coach tour. So, you know, the thing that, you know, it's like an escorted tour. The big difference is you'll know the people on board, or at least you'll have something in common with them.
You'll have met them on Facebook.
And pricing right now, I will tell you, if you ask us for a quote, we're going to send you a price based on what we assume we're going to sell at the very minimum. But the more people who go on this trip, the less it will cost per person. So the price we send you should be the worst possible price, the highest possible price. I am generally not quoting the very highest price because I know we're going to sell more than 10. We already have slots. But so as we get higher and higher, so it really, it behooves you to ask your neighbor to go with you as well if you want to go on this trip.
Another thing to note is that the rooms are up to triple occupancy.
Yes, we have some singles, a few. We have a lot of doubles, and some of those doubles have two beds and some of them have one. So if you're siblings traveling together, whatever, you don't have to sleep together. Again, the earlier you book, the more selection
you have. If
you're
going with your work wife, Lindsay.
If you're going with your work wife, Lindsay, then yeah, then you can have separate beds. And then the triples, in most of the hotels, it's a double bed and a single. In one of the hotels, it's three beds. Hmm. So just be aware that if you are, you know, if you're traveling as a family of three and mom and dad want to sleep together, there's going to be one hotel where you would have separate beds. That's just the way.
And you know, just got to get over it.
You just got to get over it. It's just the way it is. The way it is. So, yeah, but a lot of the triples do have three beds. So if you're taking three kids with you and mom and dad can get a double with a single, with one bed in it. And then the triple, none of the siblings actually have to share space in that for that one night or two nights actually. So then for the rest of the time, they would have to, two of them have to sleep together. Yeah.
By then they'll be so happy to be spending time
they
with each other.
They should be very grateful. They should be super grateful for how awesome this trip is.
It's making memories.
Yes. Yeah. And you know, we talk about the pub crawl, things like that. All of those are family friendly. The pubs are very family friendly. So, you know, don't feel like that's going to be a whole bunch of adults, you know, just whooping it up. As silly as we seem to be, we're responsible people. So
yeah, this is about as bad.
We're parents too. Yeah.
Yes. Did you have anything else you wanted to ask, Laura?
Things like the pub crawl. That's not, that whatever you eat and drink there are not included in the tour, right?
That, the, let's see, wait a minute, let me look this up, because the dinner might be, no, food and drink are not included in that one. So we do have a guide, because it's literary. What they're going to do is take us to pubs that are, you know, that where Yeats might have eaten or where Joyce might have eaten or whatever, you know, so they'll be literarily themed, but yes, whatever you choose to eat and drink there is not included. And you notice, I mean, it was basically all the breakfasts are included and then some dinners are included, quite a few, but lunch is never, you know, lunch is usually on your own. You'll be, obviously there will be suggestions given to you. There'll be places that will be recommended. You won't be dropped, like I said, in the middle of nowhere where you can eat the elderberries or whatever, but you know, there'll be, you know, a plethora of restaurants to choose from. But yeah, that'll be on your own, on your own dime. Of course, all of this is on your own dime, but some of it's prepaid and some of it is not.
That is our show for this week. We welcome your comments and feedback on this episode or any episode, really. To leave comments, visit us at outlandertravel.com, then click on podcast at the top of the page and find the episode you wish to comment on. Or you can like us on facebook.com by searching for Fly Away. And you can also subscribe to us on iTunes. On behalf of Elizabeth, Laura, and myself, Sandy, thank you for joining us here at Outlander Travel. And we hope you come with us on our awesome trip.
Yay.
And we will see you next week. Gotta fly.